Call and pay and pay $6 quinellas and average $21, $24 a pop. Doing 57 to 65. The worst you can do at 57 quinellas, you're not, what are you doing over there?
I'm not to that point yet, Howard. I'm really working very hard on just picking my winning place.
Well, you haven't started your quinellas.
No.
You're here twice in a row, so it's not hopeless.
Oh, no. I hit the two races I wagered yesterday. Those are the only two I felt comfortable with, or halfway comfortable with. I'm only halfway comfortable on anything right now, but I'm making progress.
Well, 100%, even if you only play two, it's a six. Once you have no longer any fears or questions about Upscan, despite the fact that phase three is more complete and gives you more confidence, it takes longer, you can run through 20 races a day with Upscan without really taxing your sensitivities or your grip. All right, any questions on anything in this manual other than the fact that you haven't had a chance to read it all? But the essence of what we've talked about. If there are any questions as to Jimmy's decisions or mine in regard to this, get them out now because we want any problems you may have. Any skepticism about the pace line choice or anything? Remember, I didn't choose the pace line.
One question out of the Upscan manual.
Uh-huh.
There's an example of using the internal fractions to convert from a route to a sprint. And in the Upscan manual, it specifically says to subtract, along with some other adjustments, but to subtract 2/10 from the final time.
2/5.
2/5, okay, from the final time. And I understand why. But that is, at least as far as I understand it, different than what is called for in the phase three.
Exactly the same as phase three. However, you're going to find that you have to subject that to your own scrutiny. The horse frequently will get a higher rating. You know, if you use Upscan invariant, you get a higher rating if you're just taking them as is from the internal fraction. If you're using Upscan invariant, but if you're using Upscan raw, you want to do exactly the same as you did in phase three. Take 2/5 off the 3/4 mile, 2/5 off the half mile, you don't have a first fraction to worry about. And cut the beaten lengths in half, except in a one turn mile, you take a 1/5 off the 3/4 mile time, period.
Doc?
Yes, sir.
I can't write fast enough, but I wish that you would print out everything you said in the last 15 minutes. That would be worth money. To me, how much did he up over
80%?
I mean that.
Do you have one of these yet?
No.
You got one that's with red?
Oh, wait, that's the first one is red and white.
Yeah, well, they ran out of red. But let me tell you something. Everything in here is the same. All I could do is spot from my manual. Actually, they were ghostwritten by Jim Selby. No, that's all in the manual, Evan. I'll be glad to write out what I just said the last 15 minutes. I do that, you know, before dinner or after.
Perfect.
This is the way Hemingway started.
On the one turn mile, you just say that thing. On the one turn mile, you say subtract 1/5 second from the
3/4 mile
from 3/4 and leave the
half.
You then half the load. Okay.
Cut the beaten lengths in half, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of maybe understanding this overall thing about your own manual user adjustment, could you do an example for us, maybe on the blackboard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that.
If you've got
that.
A horse, today's race is 1.8 miles, and for some reason you decided that you want to use a horse's pace, predicted pace rate from a 6-furlong race at a cheaper track,
Not going up. It's going from 6 furlongs to 1 and 8.
From 6 to 1 and 8.
Okay.
From a cheaper track with an unusually high bearing.
All right. All right. When you're doing this, you don't care what the daily variance was.
And a great one.
Great. Thursday afternoon. 1 eye.
Here's an awesome
I bet I heard yes.
All right, now I've got 1 and 8 rates. I'm taking this, let's say 1 and 8 time, just for kicks, is 111.4 and 148. Give me an energy. Somebody on a computer, enter 1 and 8.
I can't read that.
Okay, can you read now? Why don't you move your chair right up here by me, Ed? He's got his batteries dead.
5496.
Solar energy.
Where does big light power?
We're making the variance, darling. What do we use when we make the variance?
What's the park unit?
Well, the park unit, you say zero. You got to say zero. We just want to make an energy figure. 54 what?
96.
Okay, now we got a 6 furlong horse. And let's say we got what? 40. He ran slow, you said?
Yeah,
46.
The track is cheaper than the
very next.
The track is what?
Well, let's remember if it's cheaper track. Okay, it's a cheaper track. Tell me in a minute how cheap. Give me that one now.
Get down to me.
5369. Yeah. That's a 54% early. He's a real dynamite horse.
Well, that's his pace line. That's right. The pace of the race. All right. How much cheaper is this track? What
percentage? Say 2 classes below.
2 classes. All right. I'm going to adhere to Tom Grohauer's thing because it's simpler for everybody. Instead of doing that percentage, you knock off 20%.
Yeah.
Well, let's just use 0.15 per level. Why is it better? It's less complicated and it works. If Brohammer says it works, it must work because he refuses to lose. He pouts, cries. So a 0.50 is good enough for Brohammer, then we'll use it in lieu of 20% per level. So what is the difference here? We got 1.32 would be his penalty. What do we add to that penalty? He gets a penalty of 1.62 in going to 1 and 1/8. Is that right?
No.
He gets an addition.
He got a plus of 1.32 and then a minus of 0.3.
No, he's got a minus. How did that happen, anyway?
Let me tell you how that happened. You matched the precisionist with a $2,000 claim.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to throw that horse out?
That's the definition of a slow horse.
Based on what you got there, you've got to add to that sprinter.
Yeah.
It's impossible. What I have to add to a sprinter, I know damn well there's something wrong in Denmark.
We'll make him a master.
He almost dropped me there. I'll tell you, Jimmy, they're getting Jimmy. You better get there and protect your old guru.
That's Blue Ribbon Downs against the San Anito.
Yeah. Make it a 43 1/2 mile and a 10.
Oh, first thing, what I would do, in all seriousness, is take that 147, 113, whatever he was, and adjust it to the norm for that track. That must have been off of 64 daily variance. Adjust it to a norm and get the norm for that track at that level. But it's a good point, because what do you do in a case like that? You punt. You do what we're just...
Throw it out because the energy requirement is too low for him.
Now, if he ran a 60 variant, a normal thing, if the track is like this, you would adjust him to this if his class and record justified it.
Of course, you may want him to pull a starting gate at Santa Anita, too, though.
Yeah. Might get him a job with a Budweiser truck somewhere. Now, let's take one that's more reasonable.
Take a 110 and 3. I don't want to run that fast.
These are the pace lines of his specific race.
Now, this is the pace line. This is more reality.
I don't think I'd bet in the other one.
What's that energy? 56 something?
55.76.
Now we're going the other way. 6 from 6 to 0. 9 from 17 is 8. 4.
Got
8. Still
point 0.8. That's
because you have an extremely fast mile in 8, though, that's all.
Yeah, I do. That's a very fast mile in 8. I would make darn sure before I put that horse in there, that mile and an eighth, that there was something to justify it. If he's coming from a lower class track, it's got to be a heck of a lot more than.
Okay, well now that we've adjusted the energy part, that's fine.
Yeah.
Now, are we going to do anything else with variance or class?
No, that's the whole ball of wax right there.
Okay, then we'll do something with class track.
Allegedly, that horse has -1.10, but as Tom said, that's a very fast mile and eighth, and that sprinter is going to have to. Now, of course, that's his pace line. If he were beaten like 3 and 1, and this were 0 and 0 or a half, all depends. That they're going to be measured. All things being equal, if that horse belongs in the race, that would be the adjustment, sir.
The 30 that you added to the 80, that's what, 10 per furlong?
That's 15 per class level. this goes in lieu of your old per furlong adjustment. This is the total energy of that race from the other race.
Then you took an additional 0.30 off.
Yes, determined that 0.15 per track level is just as good or superior in many cases to 20%. It's probably 6 and 1 half does the other, but this is certainly simpler. Yes, sir. Well, no, when you're making the, he says if it's coming from a, you wouldn't have this if you were coming from a lower class track. You'd have an adjustment here that would compensate. It would be something like 2.75. This is an impossible situation. But Tom has been experimenting now, and he says that you can get away with putting the class, track level class, in ultra ski. I have never found it necessary.
Well, if you don't do that, you're saying that a Golden Gate race is equal to a Santa Anita race. Now, that's not true. On Caliente, sure. I mean, you can't take them on the surface. You have to make some kind of adjustment before track class.
You're using 0.15 for, say, 3.
Yeah, it's about the same.
That's why 0.05 is the race you ran the last time you beat him. Just that little bit, and exclude the whole thing right out of the water. Exactly the race you ran last, you did last week today. I ran with no adjustments, and came very, very close. I put in the draw, I dropped the flag from 0.05, and threw it all right out of the water.
Well, what out of the water? I mean, just one up to a different horse, that's all. Who's to say, you haven't been riding about a series of 20 races? You
talk
about that faster cost, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, but we're not telling you to do that within the same stroke. We're talking only track class. Only track class. Because what no one suggests you compensate for class level than all can at the same track.
No.
What we're trying to do is avoid saying that a Golden Gate race is equal to a hobby race.
George, I know that you said
within
the total itself there would be variation in the answer to the program. is it because of the power generator? We got different numbers.
Well, okay, what were your numbers?
So I don't have the same number.
What were your numbers?
Both rooms, we got naturally lower numbers.
What would you get for the router?
I got 54.93. I got 54.93. I got 55.44.
We got 55.44. Last time we were 55 off. We got 0.14.
What does this give you? 45.4 and 110.3.
55.4.
We got 76.
Yours is better. Yours is more real.
54.5.
He may have been a mistake. Yours is.
Let me. I'm double checking it right now.
Yours is right.
I got what you got.
55.76. But I got a little cheap computer. You know, I don't need that big job to give me accurate stuff.
Yours
get me in the neighborhood.
He's using energy. You're using the thermometer, which is right. Yeah. I mean, it's more accurate. His is right because it's got other things in it. Yours is absolutely right. Anything on the thermometer is absolutely right.
This
thing is, it doesn't make any difference. But if I try to mix their variance in my computer, you get in trouble. Or that's why you have to do your own work.
Tom, how far have you found ordinarily your sprinter route is from the old figures of the manual? That they're still fairly close usually.
The sprint's around.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, I adjust to my own part. Actually, 2.6.
2.45 to 2.6. There's sometimes a slight difference. But when you're using UltraScan, it's better to keep. See, UltraScan does something for you. And you keep a power generator. It has, remember, high, low, and average. If you keep your thing by high, low, and average, you'll have a much more accurate variation in your total energy. For instance, if high or average, let's say it's 2.45, at low, let's say it's 2.65. At high, let's say it's 1.95. You can immediately know that you don't have to penalize a very high class. What's that phone trick? Is that a sprinter?
Yeah.
You wouldn't penalize a phone trick 2.65 or 2.45 went to a route. You penalize it to 1.95 because it's in your high. So that's an inbuilt.
You have
improvement on just using raw. All those other ones are good ballpark figures. UltraScan is very sensitive to adjustments.
I wanted to give Tom one.
Barry says one tape to use a 0.35 or something like that.
Do you have another sharp?
0.36 he was using.
Oh, he's got
Barry only played Meadowlands and Aqueduct and Belmont. Yeah. He found that 0.36 was good over there. Right. You'll find a figure that is very suitable to you. But this is the way to do it with total energy. If you want to distinguish between high, low, and average, you're going to get even more finite. Yes, sir.
So if we have the energy parts of 6 furlongs, a mile and an eighth, we would use that adjustment at each track. If we were fortunate enough to have the energy par for that 6 furlong cheap track, then we probably would use the energy par as opposed to that bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you keep a profile. But if you use the pace, you will generally find that what Quirin's concept, even though his numbers were a little slightly off and were designed for his own, you'll find his concept is that they run a little faster at each higher level, and that it's going to be pretty true. And we're not going to get that close, that kind of a situation where you're going to include that 6 furlong horse.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It just won't happen in great reality. Now, one of the guys who has for years kept the just exactly records like this, and who probably has determined for you that if you keep records for thousands of races on a D-base, you're going to come up with fairly close to this, is Bob Purdy. And this is the longest he's ever been quiet, and it must be that he's given up coffee. Bob, you want to take over? Give him a Purdy report. You like that, do you, Ed? I'll come down to your house and do speeches for you, okay?
Yeah, I will. Hey, if that light and light came, someone else would help me with it. That's really what it was.
We changed the color.
Same thing.
Yeah, we had too many people colorblind, we wasting all that technicolor on them. Good night, Ed.
Thank you.
How many people here keep track profile?
Wow.
The so-called Kerner Report was nothing more than thousands of races run through the track profile program. The only thing it verified was, and Howard did it, I asked him to do a week at Santa Anita, and I did 3 years at Santa Anita. The figures came out the same. So all you need is a current model. What's going on now? You don't need all the voluminous amounts of data for a track to be profiled. You just need to know how the track is playing currently. And that's your power generator program. That's all you need. It sounds simple.
It is.
What do you do about off tracks, like raining in Bay Meadows all the time?
Stay home, play with the kids.
Yeah, okay, but you guys are in Las Vegas. Said you make some money off
of it. No, I don't use Ultra Scheme, so I don't know how an on track would affect Ultra Scheme.
Ultra Scheme is variant. Works like crazy in off track.
With the Phase 3, it's just a daily track variant. I would assume that your power generator would give you the same thing. You would obviously have a much different energy figure for an off track. And the best thing to do is to just know that. And if a track, and watch when they listen to the past performance for that day, sometimes they'll fool you. They'll listen to the fast track when you know that it wasn't. You run your power generator figures and it's way out of whack with what you've seen. And either stay away from using those days or make a manual adjustment in your observation. So use the energy figures to make a manual adjustment instead of letting the computer.
Given your experience in February at Fairgrounds, even though it wasn't really off, it was a result of an off previous.
I don't recall what you're talking about.
Remember when you Michael won all the money down at Fairgrounds using Alton Scannon Bearing?
Yeah. Well, we did it every day. I mean, what's the difference? I don't know what specific race you're talking about.
Get it from your own experience, as a good example, how Alton Scannon Bearing works on an off or a slow.
No falling, huh?
Last February, you guys won a lot of money using Ultra Scanner Bearing readout on an off track.
Yes, right.
The question was, you can do it much more colorfully by embellishing it with your own particular wit and wisdom.
We were just using the Ultra Scan program, and they had a lot of off tracks, so we just used the Ultra Scan variant. And, he picked a lot of winners. The program is...
That's with no adjustment.
Right, with no adjustment, we use the ultra-scan invariant. And Howard was one that told us to do that, so we had several days there with a track that was not running right, part leading up to it when we were there. And those days, we just used the ultra-scan invariant with no adjustment. And it picked the winners very nicely. I mean, we had to get John Nick to sign up the IRS for us. We get about 40% of the triples that we play.
Instead of developing, I didn't say create a whole new family. Well,
John Nick signed up for one, and Glenn Smock signed up for the other, and the rest of them is cash flow. I don't have much to say about ultrasound, as you know. I do have something to say about a new program. I took 4 days to write it and then destroyed it. Mistakenly, it is really particularly on.
Wow.
Some of you have heard us talk about it, but I think it will be a big help to either program that you're using. It doesn't matter whether you use an Ultra Scan or Phase 3. A lot of you seem to have trouble getting the contenders. So we call this program Contender Scan. Anybody have any idea what it's supposed to do?
Get us down to one winner, one contender.
No, it'll give you five horses. I don't care how many you put in, you're only going to get five. And basically, this is the concept of the program. I've already completed it for the IBM. So the IBM users, if you want it, it's available through
Howard, just not.
you can put in all 12 horses or if you want, or even the four also relative. As many horses as you think that you have to run through this program. And what you will get in return is three different sorts. The first sort you'll get will be called the contention factor. It is just one number, and it'll be in velocity, 55 something or whatever the numbers are. And they'll be ranked. The one on top is the highest, down to the fifth. And that's all you're going to get is five horses. Okay? Your next sort will give you a matchup of the fractions. On top it'll say pace, and it'll be the fastest first fraction of those five horses, the fastest second fraction, and the fastest third fraction. That's not really the pace of the race. It's the fastest of all three fractions
developed by those five horses.
Of those five horses, right. Okay. Or maybe even some of the other horses.
Oh, okay. That's what I want to know. Okay.
And then you can match up, because right below them will be each of these horses ranked by first fraction, the one with the best first quarter first, down to the slowest first quarter. Each of their fractions, first, second, and third, and you can match them against each other and against this imaginary pace of the race. Well, the third sort will be your average purse bag. You'll have a printout, average purse bag. You'll have a printout of the top five APVs, and in that will also be your percent early, so you can see how they fit the track profile. That's all you're going to get out of contender scan. It is not a handicapping program to pick winners. I use it to pick winners, but I would suggest that you try it, because I can rely on one factor. So can Jim. And why he even bothers to buy a computer, I don't know. Just so we have something to fool with, I guess. But the next step to you after you've run contender scan, if you're a phase three user, is to take those five horses only and run them through your phase three program. Or if you're an ultra scan user, is to take those five horses and run them through your ultra scan program. That really should increase your win percentage. And it'll also help you if you'll then look at those five horses and try and understand why they came out as the top five choices. It really should be a big help to you.
Well, I guess it involved that when you put a 12 horses in there, you're going to get three readouts. All three readouts will be of the same five horses.
No,
they will not. The first readout will be your contention factor, and that would be the one I would suggest that you use. You may have in the APVs a horse in the top five that is not in the top five of your contention factor. You might want to look at him very closely and see if there is a reason to include six horses when you run your program. Okay? But you always want to include the first five on that contention factor. Don't eliminate one of those, even if their energy doesn't fit. Because you want to develop your model, you want to get your pace profile, the matchups between these five horses. Like why we include an early pace horse who quits all the time. You want to know who the early pace horse is going to be.
What is your percentage of the winner being in that five there? What have you found to be the percentage?
Well, since I only finished the program 2 days ago, I can't answer that question. My personal use of it, I have bet five races only. I've had four winners out of the five races. But that's not a very big sampling. That was a little test. I finished the program in the afternoon and went to Los Alamos at night. That's a very, very small sample. We know that the factor that we've chosen, the contention factor, across the country will get you a very high percentage. It should be 90% of the time.
Is there any particular thing that these five horses, these contentions that you have here, is there any particular highlight points in there that will more or less produce the winner that stand out? Like you had a Brohammer model, is there anything in this here that would particularly stand out as to which would be the best horse?
What you're going to get here is the five fastest horses. Okay, and then when you run your program, be it phase three or ultra scan, you'll match up those five with the betting model. What's winning right now? You need to then go that next step. I can't tell you what the percentage is going to be on the top five horses. We will learn through the use of the program. I intend to use it. I'm very impressed with it. the two races that the guys did today, I've never seen before. And I sat in the back and I ran them through the contenders camp program and then through my phase three. And I got them in order to finish through the fifth 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just the way they finished the race. I only put in 5, so I don't know what happened.
Is this going to be available for the small ones, small
yes,
computers?
Yes, it was available for the 1350 until I knocked it out. It is now available for the IBM. It should soon be available for the Apple. I'm sending the listings to Dick Schmidt. He'll write it for the Apple. I will write it for the 1350 and send that to Dick, and he will convert it to the 1261.
How many units would they got of your 13?
That's Cinemate, the Commodore, and Unreal.
I don't think it's that big a program. If you've got an 8K card and you use an UltraScan, and this program should fit in with it, no problem.
Who would be the smallest one to fit into? What would be the smallest to fit into? Radio Shack?
I don't think it'll go into a PC3 because there are some extensive sorts in there. That takes up quite a bit of memory,
I'll just
say. Yes, Dick Schmidt's going to write it.
Dick Schmidt will write the documentation.
Is the information you're giving the computer essentially what you project the pace line to be?
Exactly. Use the pace line that you're going to use.
Yeah.
For these contenders, when you run them, select your pace lines first. Run those pace lines through contenders. Right? And that'll just, what it'll do is it'll clear up a lot of your printouts. You won't have so many horses in your printouts if you can boil them down to 5. And like I said, you may want to use the 6 horse sometimes if he's a very high APV and he's not in the top 5 retention factor. But that's how you're about to go with that. Questions?
Tom, at the risk of asking a redundant question again, just for the benefit of myself and everyone here in using your like phase three manual input, could you run a 6, today's a mile and eighth, and you have a 6 furlong horse and a 7 furlong horse going into this mile and eighth. Let's say, and you know the energy parts and all that kind of stuff. Could you just give us an example on the board of how you would make your adjustments manually? Do you deal with that? Using phase three.
No, phase three in this meeting. No, we do. The reason it's getting torn in time that way pretty soon. We promise this will be strictly ultra-skin.
6 furlong, 7 furlong, today's mile and eighth.
Okay.
Just how you make your manual.
I wouldn't adjust a 6 to a 7, or vice versa.
Okay.
A sprint is a sprint.
You would not.
And a route's a route. I would make an adjustment. If I was going to make a manual adjustment in ultra-skin, I would just run the energy program. Okay? I take the pace of the race, 6 furlongs, 45 and 110, and you get what? 56 something, whatever.
56.15, isn't it?
56.15, whatever happens to be.
Tom?
I do the same thing for the run. It's 9 furlongs. I put that in. I would probably use one of the 9 furlong races, pace lines that I'm going to use today. All right, let's say I had mostly routers in the race. One sprint, okay? And I boiled it down to 3 contenders at 9 furlongs. I may run their 3 pace lines through the energy program, all right, and get their total energy. And just bear with me and say that one of them is a 53.5, the other one is a 53.6, and the other one is a 53.7. I just add them together, divide by 3, I'm going to get a 53.6. Now I'll put the sprinter through, and I'll get a 56.8 set. So I'll subtract 53.6 from 56.8, and my adjustment is 2.2. Minus 2.
And that's it.
That's
the only adjustment.
And then, of course, there's no third fraction adjustment because you use total energy.
Right.
You just put
that there, it's already built into that.
Right. Just put that in the open adjustment, no good fraction.
Getting back to hardware, I get totally confused. Any IBM compatible?
It'll run on the IBM compatible.
Any IBM compatible?
Well, not any IBM.
But most?
99% of them. it'll run. Because when you, any of you IBM users, when you get a program from me, you get two files.
Well, explain that.
One of them, that explains this or the files.
Well, the top line is the best three possible.
Okay. Back to Dennison. Well, let me answer his question.
Oh, sorry, Dennison.
Anybody who buys an IBM product for power that I write, you're going to have two files on it. One of them will always be this. BaserUn.exe. That's because the basic program that is sent to you has been compiled. I have a compiler. It crushes the code, makes it run faster, and also allows it to be run on clones that are not truly 100% compatible. That's the compiling is for 2-3 weeks. One is for speed, because it will run considerably faster. Two is to get around the compatibility problem. And three is to stop the pirates. Not to say that you guys are pirates, but if somebody gets a hold of your program, you can duplicate these and pass them out all you want. You understand? I mean, you can give pirate stuff away. You shouldn't do it, but I mean, you can't. You can make copies, as many copies of your business as you want. But you can't get in and find out what the code is.
I see.
Okay? And that is to stop people from
making them
okay.
That's one of those locking the barn door.
Right. Mm-hmm. This here gives you the ability to run BASIC without installing BASIC on your computer. You don't even have to have BASIC to be able to run these BASIC programs that we send you, because we send you a BASIC module. That's what this is. And that's on all the programs. Now, if you get a program called VARS, all you have to do is type the word VARS. No quote or anything. Just type this word in the program there. Okay. It's all self-contained. And that gets around the compatibility. Only the really off-the-wall clones do we have the files. Any questions about the IBM products and how to run them? Okay. Now, what do you want to do with this, Howard?
I'll explain how to create the best possible three fractions and measure everybody against the
whole thing. Very simple, computer smart, you've got memory variables in there and you just store them. Once you find, you go through the 5 horses or 15 horses that I'm going to use, it just saves the highest first fraction. Okay? And on your printout, it'll say pace. It's not really the pace rate, it's imaginary pace. Some horse is probably very likely going to run this first fraction. You want to see how these other horses are going to run to that. The same thing is true with the second fraction. Not the second call, this is the second fraction of the race, the second quarter of the sprint. Okay? You save that in memory and then you can compare it to it. And the same thing with the final fraction. That's just so you can mentally look at these matchups. Okay? That's how your printout's going to look. The first thing you will get is this imaginary pace of the race. And then they will be ranked. Because you have to tell the computer to do it one way or another, so I just chose the first quarter. And it ranks in that way. So this is the horse that's going to have to lead the first quarter. Then you might want to look and see, well, is he going to maintain it? This night, say this is the top horse, you understand that? This part of the sort. Your top horses are going to be the first sort that you get. They'll say the tension factor and the 5 horses. The one on top, he has the best probability. And then the last one will be your ATVs. And if you don't, you have a choice to make, either to use ATVs or not. Some people use them, some don't. I would suggest that you use them, particularly if you need attention. Okay? And then it'll tell you right away, if you get 5 horses listed here in the ATVs and they're not in the top 5 in the contention factor, you got to go back and look at that horse again. Is there a reason to include them? Did I use the wrong pace line? It's a red flag, so use the ATV, and it'll also give you the percent early, so you can check it against how the track is playing currently. You're going to get these figures repeated in your program anyway, along with these. This just gives you a little more information going in. Before you go through and make your final printout, I really think this is going to be a very helpful program. It developed kind of funny.
Is there any way at all, IBM is a dirty word to me, is there any word at all, do you say you can get that with IBM, a cassette
It's going to be on all computers.
It'll be on all the computers.
Huh?
We'll have this program for all the computers.
That's what I wanted to know. I've got the TRS-80.
Well, I don't know who's going to write the program, but it should be available on the TRS-80, huh, Howard?
Mitt's going to write it for the TRS-80 model. Unless, Ed, you decide to get a smaller computer in the meantime.
What's that?
Unless you decide to get a smaller one in the meantime. Well, we're projecting August 8th.
That's pretty.
The only ones we don't have made yet are the ones that Dick is up in the model. Dick's responsible. They're right there. They're made for everything.
Excuse me, I'm leaving now.
They're made for everything except the Apple, the Commodores with the Reed, and the rest of them are made.
Okay. Howard, was this correct? Didn't you say this was going to be our last question? Were we going to retire after this?
I'm going to give you a big discount, Howard.
Just kidding, guys.
Bobby?
Yeah.
I got to go.
Bye.
I would like to say goodbye to everybody and thanks for coming.
I thought you'd never leave.
I've got a quick question for all of you, though, and that is, in August 30th and 31st, we're going to do 2 days again. In the last session, we pulled the group and asked who would be interested in taking, say, 4 or 5 races that we would provide you, much like we did the one that I had today, and start from scratch and work all the way through that, from a pace line selection, contender selection, all the way through the numbers and the interpretation of the numbers. I would have a backlog of about 5 races of which we'll just tackle the first one, the second one, until we either get through the 5 or through the 3 or 4 we would make. Who'd be interested in doing that?
Both with phase 3 and up.
We'll do it at the same time. We'll kind of check out. Good. Okay.
How many?
Is it?
It's Labor Day weekend.
Oh, good. That gives us
3 days.
3 days.
Labor Day weekend?
Yeah,
Labor Day weekend.
Get me.
All right, then we'll still have this.
Okay. Tom, before you leave, is it possible to make one of those days a day devoted to your how to do the variance?
You got to talk to the doctor. I doubt if we have a lot of people who want to do this, we'll have to put that in the doing it. The variance won't be appropriate for that day, so we may have to put that off.
The making of a variant would be a session in itself.
Could we project when that might be?
Yes, if you want to do it. I've only had 7 people who really, most of you have taken Tom's variants and are very happy with them. How many want to really tackle that? Well, we'll do that. What we'll probably do is dedicate
really
3/4 of it to that and another 1/4 to the subject of the people's choice on that given day. Now, we'll do that in September then.
Good.
Probably the 3rd week.
Okay.
You may wind
up. There's the end of your product taking on the variant.
No, actually, you may wind up kicking and screaming afterward.
That's okay.
I've done it before. It's complicated.
It's great.
If you really want to do it right, you have to take it beyond where we're going to go, and I'll tell you how to do that. I'll be happy to go through it. But
okay.
It is a tough day.
Let's all say goodbye, Tom.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Have a good dinner at Tony Rubin's while the rest of them are eating tea.
Making your pace comparisons, making those pace comparisons, how do you treat the pace lines that come from sprints versus loads? How do you handle the pace lines that come from sprints versus loads? What the contenders do?
Okay.
Well, I'm just